request Professor Dr. Pandey to take the chair today. Please. Please. Professor Pandey, Dr. Date, ladies and gentlemen, initially I would like to apologize for the inconvenience caused to the learned audience today, because there was some misunderstanding among the chowkidars, and the room was found locked when people arrived here. But I think they will be excused for this sort of delay, and we will now request Professor Date to begin his lecture.
Professors and students of the Department of Philosophy, ladies and gentlemen. Professor Mohanlal ought not to have been so apologetic about this thing, because I was prepared to speak anywhere in the premises of this college. And I said to him that, well, under the chestnut tree, if a smithy can be raised, why should not a lecture be arranged under the shade of a tree? Well, yesterday I began, we are imperceptibly passing from the lampposts into the lighthouses, with the intermediary of the... Yeah? Oh, I don't know what it is. I think that this is some sort of obstacle, either this way or that way. You see. But if it is a necessary instrument, let it be. I say that we are passing imperceptibly from the lamppost to the lighthouses. And the intermediary is this, namely the Indian philosophy. I made reference to Nyaya and Vaisheshika and pointed out that Dravya has got the substantive value, while all the six Padarthas have got only adjectival value. Today I discuss the Sankhya and the Yoga, and afterwards the Vedanta. In the Bhagavad Gita, I shall speak with reference to the Bhagavad Gita, because in the Bhagavad Gita we find both the Sankhya and the Vedantic elements mixed together, and it will be somewhat difficult for the students of philosophy to disentangle them and say which is the Sankhya and which is the Vedanta. Therefore, I shall make reference to the Sankhya philosophy in the Bhagavad Gita and say how the Vedanta has made use of the Sankhya premises, and how that Vedanta has been useful to go beyond, you see, to the real spiritual life. So the Vedanta of the Bhagavad Gita is a mixture of Sankhya, its true spirit of the Vedanta, as well as the theism, as well as the mysticism. You will find Sankhya, theism and mysticism in the Bhagavad Gita. And I do not think that it will be possible for everybody to disentangle them. Let me be useful to you in this matter, some way. The Sankhya, meaning the Sankhya philosophy, has been transformed by the Bhagavad Gita.